We're going to be playing ukulele in the next 10 minutes or so. Right now is the Jazz and Blues Festival happening all over Birmingham and Solihull. In fact, nearly 200 performances. I was jitterbugging earlier this week. That's a dance. And tomorrow here at BBC Birmingham, there's a ukulele masterclass going on. So I'm going to be joined in the studio by a ukulele expert called Jules, who's a lovely man, and four students from Hampstead Primary School in Great Barr. On their last day, they all leave today. So thank you to them and their head teacher for discharging them a bit early to be here in the studio.
Call BBC WM 95.6 on 03453 009956. Your voice in the West Midlands, BBC WM 95.6.
But right now, I've got some fancy guests in the studio armed with instruments. Give those instruments a little, what's the technical term for a ukulele?
Strum.
A strum. Give them a strum in unison for me, please. Wow, that was a very tuneful strum. Of course, all this week we've been talking about the Birmingham and Solihull Jazz and Blues Festival. Nearly 200 performances taking place all over the West Midlands, including here at BBC WM Towers in our public space. Earlier this week, I was jitterbugging to varying degrees of success, I'm not going to lie. And tomorrow is a ukulele masterclass called Ukulele Rocks, which is going to be absolutely awesome. And it is led by the one and only Jules, who works very hard with his ukulele. He goes into 12 schools a week, takes 27 sessions, teaches over 600 pupils. And some of them pupils are in the studio now. They are Ellie. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Hello to Sienna. Hi, Sienna.
Hello.
With a pink ukulele. Give that a little strum for me. Wow, very good. Hello, Ashwini.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah.
Good. Hello, Raven.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Now, you girls, it is your last day of school today. Last day of year six. You're leaving. You're all off to the big school. So first and foremost, thank you guys for taking the time to come out, because I know it's a big, big day for you. And also thank you to your head teacher, Mr. Bowen, at Hampstead Junior School. Should we give him a round of applause? Yes, Mr. Yeah. Bowen. What a man. Well done, what a man. Love Mr. Bowen. So I expected you girls to have markers all over your T-shirts. Ellie, why has this not happened yet?
Because we just came back from our Leavers Assembly and the T-shirt signing is after the Leavers Assembly.
Oh, wow. Are you ready to be emotional today? Because I know it's a big deal the last day.
Yeah.
Has there been tears already? Has tears happened?
Yes.
Tears from you or tears from others?
Tears from me and others.
Tears from you and others. Sienna, how long have you been playing the ukulele for?
For 4 years.
For 4 years, wow. And I hear as well at your school today, there was a music award which was given out today.
Yeah.
Just tell me a bit about that.
It was a plaque where it said ukulele group.
Wow, so you guys all got a plaque. That's impressive. That's incredible. Well done to you. Ashwini, so what is happening on the last day of school? What happens nowadays? On the last day of school, when I was there, you bring in board games, bit of Monopoly, bit of Buckaroo, signed shirts, go home, bit of tears. What happens now?
Most of that still happens, and we have a Leavers Assembly as well.
Wow, is Buckaroo still a thing?
Yeah.
Is that still going?
Kind of.
I thought it'd just be like all iPads and that now, do you know what I mean? We've also got Raven in the studio. Hi, Raven.
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing the ukulele for?
4 years. I started when I was 7.
Well, do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. So Jules is a teacher. Is Jules a good teacher?
Yes.
Shut up, so.
Oh, that is a ringing endorsement there. I'm sure you'll agree.
So
Ukulele Rocks taking place tomorrow here at BBC Birmingham. What is that all about? It sounds like a film or a festival or something. What is it?
Well, Ukulele Rocks is the website that I run. It's a teaching and learning and playing website that's free access to all. And tomorrow I'm going to be doing a workshop as part of the Birmingham Jazz and Blues Festival. It's a free workshop. Instruments are provided, sheets are provided. And it's more a learn-to-play workshop, so you don't need any experience. Turn up, have some fun, have some smiles and learn to play the ukulele.
So tomorrow in the BBC Birmingham public space, you are going to be there. People can turn up and they can go away a ukulele expert of sorts.
Well, they can drop in and certainly have a go, yes.
Is it really difficult to learn to play the ukulele? Because I kind of feel like it looks like something that's really skillful.
It can be. There's no limits to the instrument. People are very keen to put it into a little box to say it's just a strummy, fun little instrument. And it is a fun little instrument, but there are no limits to it. So like all instruments, you can take it as far as you want to take it.
Mm. And how did you get into it? How did you start playing?
Well, I'm a first study violinist, amazingly.
Oh, wow.
And I played a bit of guitar. And then when the ukulele boom first started, sort of 10 years ago, I thought, this looks fun. So like a lot of people, you know, I got my first one off a well-known auction site. And then took it from there, really, and just taught myself and got some experience. And like now it's got such a good online presence, you can really develop your playing and develop your learning.
The ukulele boom, I like that. I imagine in about 40 years' time in history lessons, kids will be learning about the ukulele boom. So the girls from Hampstead Junior School, what are they like as students?
They're excellent students. They're very high-level students. They're all working at a grade 3 standard. With myself, they've done their grade 1 ukulele. They've done their grade 2 ukuleles. And like I said, they're very capable children. They're quite fun to teach. They're great kids. They work hard, they learn well, and they've been on quite a few travels with these instruments, so it's given them lots of opportunities as well.
Oh, wow. So, Ellie, where have you been to play on these travels?
We've been to West Brom and teach adults to play the ukulele.
Wow, so you guys taught adults to play the ukulele?
Yeah.
Were they any good or were they rubbish?
They're all okay, but...
But they're not on your level?
No.
Sienna, so when you go to the big school, when you go to secondary school, are you going to carry on playing the ukulele?
I'm not sure.
Oh, George, you need to drum it into Sienna. You need to keep going. You've come this far.
It's just got a fancy...
Where did you get that pink ukulele from? I think it's incredible.
My mum bought it for me.
And your mum's here in the studio. Well done, Mum. That is incredible ukulele. So, Ash Weenie, can you remember when you first started playing the ukulele? What made you want to start?
Well, we were learning it in Year 3 as a class. And then Mr. Cockshutt chose a few people to carry on with it. And I just wanted to carry on.
Wow. And Raven, around your house, do you kind of sometimes just pull out the ukulele and just start wowing everybody? Does that happen a lot?
Yes, I do. Especially when we've got visitors, I might play a little thing and then... maybe, like, get some people to try and do it.
Is that like your family's party piece? If there's, like, a dinner party and there's an awkward silence, let's get Raven and the ukulele down.
Yeah.
Fair play to your family. Fair play to your family. So, guys, are you going to play us a little song?
Mm.
Is that okay? Live on the radio. Can we do that?
We certainly can.
Let's do it.
I thought we'd bring you some 12-bar blues, since we're talking about the rock of the Jazz and Blues Festival. We're going to give you a place called Chicken Blues.
Wow, Chicken Blues. Here we go. This is the girls from Hampstead Junior School on their last day. Enjoy that. That was effortless. So thank you so much for coming in, especially on your last day. And good luck. Good luck in secondary school. Make sure you keep playing, girls, all right? Keep playing. Don't give up on the ukulele. So thank you, Jules. And don't forget, Jules is going to be on Molly Green's Breakfast Show in the morning as her special guest on In the Name of Nora. That's going to happen tomorrow morning from 7. And then Jules is going to be in the BBC Birmingham public space teaching you, people at home, not you girls, you to play the ukulele. Just turn up. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. What time do people need to be here tomorrow, Jules?
They need to be here at 12 o'clock. And I've got space for 25 people to join in the session.
This is actually me now, isn't it?
You're enjoying that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm a natural. Thank you as well to Ellie, to Sienna, to Ashwini, and to Raven. Thank you very much. Have you enjoyed being on the radio?
Yeah.
We've loved having you, so go and rock your last day.
Your travel news in the West Midlands. BBC WM 95.6.
Weren't they brilliant? It's 31 minutes past three. Sarah Tilly, how's it looking on the roads, please?
Busy on the northbound M42. There's a breakdown blocking a lane just after the M5 link at Junction 4A and a vehicle fire on the southbound M5.